Holding the Avdallah Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara, that Dovra Melech always said in front of his Rebbe Mevivoshes that Yofa Danta, Yofa Chiyata, Yofa Schisi, because of Dovra Melech's Anivus.
Our past confarted name, Dovra was an honor, and he always asked his Rebbe. So the Shal exactly who Mevivoshes was. First, we say about this, it wasn't his Rebbe Muvuk. Because in front of a Rebbe Muvuk, there are two theories. Everything you're not allowed to pass in the shal in front of your Rebbe Muvuk. Even if he gives you a shus, tach gimel mil, you're not allowed to pass in front of your Rebbe Muvuk. And also the kashra is, how come he said, mipibashis Rebbe? Is the Allah, you're not allowed to call your Rebbe by his name. And the shach paskins, even if you, let's say Rebbe's name is Yaakov, he can't say Rebbe Yaakov. I feel you say Rebbe also, it's also to say to your Rebbe Muvuk. So I have this theory here, David said, mipibashis Rebbe. So Teres Tzlach says that mipibashis was not David's Rebbe Muvuk. Adarab, it was all part of David's Anivus. It was only a chavar type. It was a gezunta nice chavar. And still, after the Anivus of David, he went to Mevoshes to say, Mevoshes Rebbe, called him a Rebbe. But he was about, he wasn't his Rebbe Muvik. His Uriah was David's Rebbe Muvik. But Mevoshes was just like a chavar type. So it was all part of Mamish's Anivus, David. That even to a chavar type, like Mevoshes, he asked everything first. Right, if Omer Yeshua bread about Idi, my crow, where's the postic for this? If David did this, I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm going to say things and I'll ask it over in front of somebody else. I won't be embarrassed. Tono, let me be Boishe Shmoy. His name really wasn't Mipiboshe. Ela Ish Boishe Shmoy. That was his name. Why was he called Mipiboshe? Shoy Mevayish Pnei David Balocha. He was Mamish Mevayish David. That means sometimes he told David, you're passing wrong. Even though he didn't mean it, then Masami had a right to do it. But I still called a co-partner and he came out, he was Mevayish David. But David made a psak, and sometimes he held David was wrong, and he told David, you're wrong. There's a big bush to the Melech. What? There's a big Akash here, the nickname for sure you can't call him. It's a nickname then, for sure it's Tosa. It'll be a big Akash. A Rebbe Muvuk, you're allowed to say Rebbe, no name. It's a Chiddush, that even his own name you can't say. About another nickname, most of sure you can't say. Therefore, David Zechu was a son of Kolev. Ram Reb Yechon and Loi Kolev Shemai, his name really wasn't Kolev. Ela Daniel Shemai, his name was Daniel. Ulam Anikra Shemai Kolev, Shoye Mechalim Pnei Mipibashis Balocha. Like, immediately can I get beat the Faked, he went later on, he was Mevayish Mipibashis. He stood up to his covenant of his father of David, and he is Mevayish Mipibashis Balocha. The Yolov Omer Shloiman, such a case, Shloiman Melech said, the Chochmah said, V'nayodom, Chochom Libecho, Yismach Libi Gamani, V'yomer Chacham Libi, V'samach Libi, V'yoshiva Chorfi Dover. That means from your own son, sometimes I'll take off the Cherpa you have. Like here, David had Cherpa from his Boshes, and because of his son, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took off his Boshes. The vision to that is the Dov for the Gemara Mikor Nashi Chosid. Is it true that Dov call himself a Chosid? For Ksiv another posting Lulei Hamati Liris Batuv Hashem the Eretz Chaim has the Tani Mishmei the Reb Liyosi Loma Nokud Al Lulei. How come there's a dot in Lulei? Or Madol Zayin Kodesh Baruch Hu Banish Loelam Muftach Ani Bechor Shatu Mishalom Schar Tevla Tzadikim Lotzad Lovei. I know that Tzadikim get Schar Avlein Yedeyim Yesh Techelik Vneim Im Lav. But I don't know if I'm going to get a schar, if I'll get Olam HaBo now. He's a chosid, if he's a chosid, he'll zikha get Olam HaBo. And here David said, I don't know if I'm going to get Olam HaBo now, to see you. The Teretz is, Abada right now he was a chosid. But there's always a chshah, Shem Yigru Machet. Maybe later, tomorrow, David will do a chet and he'll be afraid of that. Here Rav Yaakov Aridi, Rav Yaakov Aridi Rami, Ksiv, Inya Lech Yimcho, Shmatir B'chol Asher Telech, or Ksiv, Ayir, Yaakov Moit. I, Hashem, said, I'll be with you, I'll watch you. So why was Yaakov afraid? Omar, Yaakov said, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to watch me, that's all he calls him, I'm a tzaddik. Obama, Hashem, Yigrim HaChet, and maybe I'll do a chet. Then Hashem's bracha is not chal, he won't watch me anymore. The same thing with David. David right now held he was a chosid. But he was just saying, though, I'm afraid I won't get Olam HaBo, maybe I'll do a chet. Kiratanya, Ad Yavram Chor Hashem, Ad Yavram Zukanisi, Ad Yavram Chor Hashem Zubi Yerushena. That's the first thing that went to Eretz Yisrael. That's by Kriyas Yamsu, by T.S. Mitzrayim. Ad Yavaram Zukanisa Zubi Yishniyas, by Ezra. Mekanam Rechachomim. Ruya Moya Yisrael Yosset Lem Neis B'mei Ezra, Kedera Shanaslem B'mei Yeshua Benun. Really, the same Nisan like Yitzias Mitzrayim should have taken place by Me'ezra by the Bayi Sheni. Ella, why weren't there these Nisim? Shagorim Achet. So it's shy to say, even though there's Avtochas in the Navi, Avtochas in Hashem, you will get something, but if you have a Chet, it will be mastered you. So it's no Sira. David and Yaakov, even though they knew they were Tzidikim, they got a bracha from Hashem, they're afraid, Shema Yigrom Achet.
Now it says in the Mishnah, the Chacham, or in the Chum, say, Ad Chatzos, they'll say Krishma.
We have three Vashitas. The first one was Rabbi Eliezer said, Ad Seifah Shemar V'Harishayna. You say Krishma till the end of the first Mishmar, so we came out, he holds there are three Mishmar at the night, so 12 divided by 3 is 4. So you mean throughout the first 4 hours you're allowed to say Krishma. The Chum said Ad Chatzos, and the Gamliel said Ad Shialom Rashacha. Those are the three Shitas. Now the question is, what's the Hezbri in the Chacham? There's Rabbi Eliezer, we understand, holds that B'shoch B'cho means, the Torah says Krishma at night is according to the Pasuk B'shoch B'cho. That means it's time when people are going to sleep. So he said already, whoever goes to sleep throughout the first 4 hours of the night. Rabbi Gamliel holds B'shoch B'cho means, calls the man you are sleeping. B'shoch means sleeping, and people sleep throughout the whole night. That's how you have the two Shitas. Does it mean there's man of going to sleep? But does it mean as man of sleeping throughout the whole night? Now the Chum say Ad Chatzos. For at the Gemara Chacham and command Svirulu. Who does the Chum hold like? Ik Rebbe Lezer Svirulu. If they hold like Rebbe Lezer in Svara, that B'shoch B'cho means when people start to go to sleep, or was it Lemur Rebbe Lezer? They should also say only the first 4 hours of the night. How come they say until Chatzos? So Rashi learns the Svara like this, Rashi. Some people go to sleep early, some people a little bit later, but throughout the first 4 hours, whoever goes to sleep, or both people, went to sleep already. So, till the end of the first mishma, the first 4 hours. Whoever has that to sleep tonight, so normal you go to sleep within the first 4 hours of the night. How could a Chum stay until Chatzos? It is not Shechia to stay up until Chatzos, unless you want to stay up the whole night. But if you plan to go to sleep, usually you are sleeping already by Chatzos. So how did Chum have their sheet of Chatzos? So the more of the Ikra of Gamliel Tzvirulei, Elamah, they also hold like on Gamliel, that the Shach B'chum means, calls the man you are sleeping, but does there lame occur Gamliel? Why don't they also say you could say Kriya Shema the whole night, until Allah Sashachar? So Drash Ikra of Gamliel Tzvirulei, the mashmalay b'shoch b'chom means kol zman shebnayadim sheichdim. Kol zman you're sleeping. Not the mice of going to sleep, but kol zman you're sleeping. The yesh b'chal hazeh kol alayla. The chal, this is the whole night people sleep. So lemmer kol gamliel, adom la shachar. And where the chom get the shir tul chatzois? So the gemara liyolom chom gamliel svirlu. And near the raisa, they also hold like of gamliel. That b'shoch b'chom means kol zman you are sleeping, and with the raisa you're allowed to say creation for the whole night time. That's the Rabbanan Dika Harchoka to stop a person from doing an Aveira. So, like Kidatanya, was learning the Brisa, Chachomim also Siag with the Rayim. Here the Chom made a Siag like a fence with the Rayim. Kidei Shaloye Yodom Bomin Asoda. First in the mile, they work outside in the field, the mold used to be farmers. You come home at night, there, they come home at night, at night time. The Yoyma, the person will say to himself, Eilech Lebeisi, first I'll go home first. V'yoycho Kimma, I'll take a little snack. V'eshta Kimma, I'll take a little drink. V'yishin Kimma, only a little bit, I'll take a little bit sleep. V'yacha kechek v'krishma v'espalul, and then I'll go daven, mar. That's the malazach that people would say. But I was like, because Foster Shina, we're afraid that while you take your little drink and sleep, you're going to fall asleep altogether. The Nimsa Yosh and Kolo Island, we're afraid you'll sleep throughout the whole night. So therefore, Chol made her chok to say like this. What should a person do? Avol odom bo min asod, when you come home from work, v'erev at night time, nichnas lebeis haknesses, go into shul, im rogol likroes kerif, you rogol to learn, read chumish, v'kerei chumish, im rogol lishnais, you've now learned mishnais already, shayin it, learn mishrait, learn mishnais, then v'kerei krishma, say krishma, u'mispal, and then davin. So the Seder is like we do, first Krishma, then Tfilas Mariv, then go home, v'yoychol pita mevarach, then go home and eat and make a bracha. So if the price at the end, v'chol o'ivra adir v'chom, whoever doesn't listen to Chachomim, is chayiv misa. It's mamash chayiv misa. So the Shalom is showing them what the chayiv misa is. Our Gemara is saying now that you should come home and first say Krishma. But some learn it's a din in Krishma. The Krishma you should say first. You're not allowed to eat before you say Krishma. And some learn that with some say the din because din in Tfilas Marav even. It's a chokka, you're supposed, you can't eat before you daven Marav, the Tfilu the Kalocha. But this is the chokka, you're not allowed to eat before you daven. So the Gemara, we'll soon see more. The Gemara, Maishna, Bechol, Dukta, Loika, Tani, Chayiv, Misa. All over the Chom, make a din, the Rabbanan, they never says so clear, Yechayiv, Misa. But Maishna, Hoch, the Tani, Chayiv, Misa, Akam, it says, is Mamash, Akechiv, Misa. If you don't listen to the Chom, Yechayiv, Misa. So Rashi, Taisa, Shit, all over Shas is, that really, every time the Rabbanan says something, there's a Chiv, Misa. Just a Gemara. It's very important to tell us that you have to say Krishma before you eat, because it's very shrink, you fall asleep. If once you start pushing it off, it's a shrink that you're going to go home and eat and sleep a little bit and you'll forget. So since it's so shrink, the Rabban had to like warn you very carefully, make sure you're starving first. Another teretz says the reason why here they say that's a machlekes laid in the Gemara. Some say Marav is only Rishus. Kamashman, this price holds no, it's a chayva. That's why it tells us a strong lashon. If you're not going to daven Marav, you're chayiv misa. So this from this Gemara is also a diyut to the Rishonim that learned this hachoka is for davening Marav, not only for Kriyishma. Because not everybody knows Kriyishma midiraisi is balayla. You have to say Kriyishma. The shala of Marav is a Rishus or not. That's only din in tefillah. But it didn't create from a zichah deraisa. So one of the brayers saying the reason why he said here chayiv misa is to tell us tefillas arvus is a chayva. But if the chayiv misa is because you're not allowed to eat before saying Krishma, what does that have to do with tefillas arvus or shus a chayva? So it's a raya that the chayiv misa is lav dak the Krishma de galocha. It's a din the rabbonin that before you daven marav you're not supposed to eat. That's why it's mudrik. That's the chiddush of this brayer to tell us this brayer holds that marav is a chayva. You have to daven Marav, and therefore you're not allowed to eat before you daven Marav. Say it's Meduik and the Rambam also. The Rambam brings down this halacha, not in Hilchas Kriyishma, but in Hilchas Tfila. And Hilchas Tfila, he says that you come home at night, before you daven Marav, you shouldn't eat. Let's see Rashi. Kimot Rashi Ma, Mishum Oy Nishina, Hatzakvos Velabra Odibrik Chomim, Huska Kol Yizor Yosef. It's very easy to be over this. This is the Rabbanan, so I had to warn you very carefully. The man the young Joshua Kamar perfuels a shachrit some achlekes over there. Now, so the top place it says here Mikan Mashma Shemisha Shegiya the man Krishma Shalaila Sheinla Nechul Suda Chikul Krishma Bispal Larvis. That's what Mashma from this Gemara. That's what Paskin Shachonorach. That at night time you're not supposed to eat before you daven Marav. Now the heter you have a two aterium. It's brought down. If you have a minion kavu you daven the night in shul, then you're allowed to eat beforehand because you're not going to forget. You know that you're going to daven Marav in shul. And the other answer is to tell the shliach to remind you. Like let's say in a case where you have to eat beforehand, you can't daven Marav right now. If you tell the shliach to tell your wife to remind you to daven Marav, that's also brought down the heter. There is shema chatven shinu. We're afraid you'll sleep the whole night. But if you have a shliach someone to remind you, that's okay. But if you don't plan to daven Marav in the shul at night, and avad the mechila, the best thing is always to daven Marav before you sit down to eat. Omama said before in this brisa, koyre Krishma, the seder is even by night time, first say Krishma, umispawel, and then daven Shmon Esrei. Is misayel Rabbi Yechanan, the yomer Rabbi Yechanan eveil ben oilam haba, who's called a person of zoich oilam haba, zehasoymech gulu letzvila shalavs. It's even by night time, we're makpid. First we say Krishma, which is called Gula, and we say the brachas afterwards Gal Yisrael, and then you say Tzvila right away. Because that's the Seder. First say Krishma and his brachas, and then say Tzvila. You saw my Gula Tzvila. Mashenkin Yabishua ben Levi Yoimer, Tzvila is Biemsa Tiknum. Yavgulev says no. Tfilas Abiemsa means that in the morning everybody's maskim. In the morning you have to first say Krishma, and then Shachras, then Tzvila. We'll soon see why. In the morning everybody holds you have to be saying the Gula Tzvila. The question is by night. If Yeshua Balei behold that night time the Seder is first daven Marav, Shmon Esrei, and then daven Krishma later. From the size that Tfilas, the two Tfilas Shachas and Marav, are in between the two Krishmas. He says Kriya Shema in the morning, then Yav Shachris, then there's Marav, then there's Kriya Shema at night. So he holds Tfilas Abiyam Tzatikin. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi Svar. We'll soon see what has Bris. Rabbi Yechon says no. Just like there's a mitzvah in the morning to be Samagula Tfilah, the Arvis at night then is also an inyan to be Samagula Tfilah. So it's a riot from this grace like Rabbi Yechon. So the more the mic pligi, what's my like if you should be Samagula Tfilah by night or not? He boy is same a crow, he boy is same a svara. Either it's a plastic or it's a svara. Boy is same a svara, it's a machlekes and svara. So Rabbi Yechon sava gula meurta nami heavy. El gula malyus ala heavy ala atzafra. As everybody's masculine and Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went out in the morning. And at night time, though, by Makis Becheres, that's when Paro gave them Rishus to leave Mitzrayim. So Lamai said to Rabbi Yechonel, since they got Rishus to leave at night, it's also called the Zaman Gula at night. Even though the Ikka Gula is in the morning, that's when they left, but at night time, it's also called the Zaman Gula, so then at night time, you should be some up Gula Litzvila. And Rabbi Yishua ben Levi Sava, no, Kivan Lehevi Ela Mitzafra, the Ikka Gula, they only went out in the morning, Lehevi Gula Mal Yisrael. At night time there wasn't a Gaal Yisrael, it wasn't such a Chosh of a Gula at night, so there's no meaning to be Samach Gula Matvila. The boy is same Makro. Another thing is in Kro they bring Zich. Ushnei and Mikrech Adosh, they're both dashing in the same posse. Zich Ziv, Bishoch V'chol V'kumecha. That's the dashing of Tuch Yuv Makrishma, and Bishoch V'chol when you go to sleep at night, and Kumecha when you get up. As Rabbi Yechonin Sova, Maki, Shchivu, Lekima. It's the same mitzvah Kriyishma at night time is doima to the mitzvah Kriyishma in the morning of Kima. So Mela, Ma, Kima, just like in the morning everybody holds it was a Zaman Gula. Therefore, Kriyishma of Yachakach Tvila. Everybody holds there is an Indian to be some of Gula Tvila. We'll soon see what the reason is. So in the morning, Yizicha first say Kriyishma and then Tvila. So Rabbi Yechonin Av Shchivu. The same thing at night time when you go to sleep with the same Svara. Av Shchivu Nami. Kriya Shema v'yachakach tefillah. It is far first to say Kriya Shema, and then you say tefillah. Because you makish eish pshach v'cha tu uvukumecha. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Sava, no, makish shchiv l'kima. He's also makish shchiv l'kima, but a little different. Makima, just like when you get up in the morning. Kriya Shema samach l'mitasai. That's the first thing you do in the morning, you say Kriya Shema, and you're getting out of your bed. So to Av Shchiva, the same thing at night time when you say Krishma, Nami Krishma Samach Limitasoi. Krishma is more time when you go on to sleep. So Mela is a Svara Mariv. First say Mariv, and then say Krishma. So that's a Bishu Ben Levi Svaras. So if Yeshua is Mazva, it's a modern Svara, what does that got to do with going to sleep? Hey, it's just like in the morning, as soon as you get out of bed, you say Krishma, or then at night time before you go into bed, you say Krishma. So the Yeshua is Mazvi, look at the Svara like that. The Shala, what's the Chiyiv Kriyishma at night time? Some say it's like an Inyan to be a Shmira for you. So it's not an Inyan to stay as much as going to sleep as possible. That's what Yeshua Levi Svara is. The whole Chiyiv Kriyishma at night time is a Shmira de Kalocha. So it's a Svara to say it when you go before you go to sleep, right? You will soon say, we hold. We don't hold like that. Yeah, even the Dreis of Kriyishma, right? That's what Yitak Adashin's in Svara he holds. Bishoch v'chov kumecha to svara Kriyishma should be a somech to shchiv as possible. Rabbi Yechon holds on that there's no svara like that. There's not a svara Kriyishma is a shmirudik alocha. Kriyishma is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, about as a svara is reason makimu mitzvahs. About the svara, say it as soon as possible. So melhat Rabbi Yechon is more mistavra. Even at night time, first thing say Kriyishma as reason makimu mitzvahs, and then say tefillah, or else like he says in the riots, it's the hekish that we say shchiv as doim etekima. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi Omamar, Koyra Kriya Shema Shal Arvis Tchilo V'yachakach Mispalo. Is Mesalim Rabbi Yechon Diyoma Arvis Nami Kriya Shema V'yachakach Tfilo. It's even by night time it's meant to be got from a Gugu Tfilo. Kadei Shiyis Ma Gugu Tfilo. So Rashi Udoloi Kriya Bishur Ben Levi Diyoma Tfilo V'yachakach Nishma. Kadei Bishur Ben Levi is saying the Svar Yelz B'davka Pum Fakir. Kadei Bishur Ben Levi Svar is Kriya Shema should be as late as possible. Because Kriya Shema should be as a somach to sleep as possible. Therefore, he says Vadavka Tfilas Mar first, and then Krishma. So this svar is very good to raya. It's a raya to Rabbi Yechon. It says here the seder is first say Krishma, then Dava Mar. Rabbi Yechon says there are somach v'chol shechem to trashi b'shachrus. The avada by morning is also an Indian. The ikka gudas mitrayim b'shachrus have because the sibi markos hafes he also made Israel. They first went out in the morning. Now the Drashi, what's this Indian to be some Gula Tfilah? Well, Simichas Gula Tfilah Roms the Dove the Sefer Tehillim, the Tiv Hashem Tzuri the Gali, the Somach Layantha Hashem Biyam Tzuri. If you are meaning of a Baruch, if you show me,
Misha and Asoma Gulas Fidel Lama Udoim, what do you like? Le'oyavoy Shemelech, you're a good friend of the king. She'boav Adorvik Al Pischoy, you come to knock at the king's door, Shemelech. And then Yotzamel, the Melech comes out to see you. Umotzel, and the Melech comes out to see you. Shiflik, you went away from him, you left him. That's the Moshul. Izafu, Hiflik. He sent to him, when you say Goal Yisrael, and you say Tzias Mitzrayim, you're remembering the chesed the Nisim that Hashem did to us, so therefore banging on Hashem's door and saying, thank you for the Nisim you did to us. So Hashem comes out, listen to us, and then you don't daven to him. It's not a Nizach. Elo, Ye'odon Nekarla Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elov Murat Seyu, B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Suklus, and Shay Tzias Mitzrayim. What you do, first say nice, killest nice praises to Kodesh Baruch Hu about your Tzias Mitzrayim. So that makes Hashem like us. For who miskarav Elov? Therefore Hashem comes close to us because we just said tremendous shiurs of Shabbos to him. Uvoidei korav elov, and Hashem is very close to us. Yesh l'tvoy etzrocho. That's Ninyan right away to daven Shemon Esrei to ask Yitzrichim to ask what you need. That's a b'yichin and svara, that's called the ben elam habi. Yisama gulu l'tvila. And Rabbi Yain is mad a little bit more. He says that in Yav Gaal Yisrael we became an eved to Hashem. That's what happened to Tzias Mitzrayim. Now an eved, you hold your master, so as soon as you are show when you've been kabbal new master, you want to do avoda to him right away. You want to work for your master. Now we hold tefillah, that's called an avoda. So as soon as we remember Yisias Mitzrayim, like showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, we will makabal upon ourselves to be never to Hashem. So then you right away to do an avoda to Hashem. That's davening. That's why you call the Ben Olam Haba. Like you're showing that you're becoming an eved to Hashem. Don't stop Reb Yechin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds by night time there's no inyan gula tefila, because night time there's not, it wasn't this man gula, so you don't have this inyan to say shiris v'shvachas Hashem about Gaal Yisrael. Therefore you holds in svar b'yentza tiknu. Rashi ben shnei krishma tiknu kol tefila shayim, because savri tefilas arvus kedemus l'krishma. And we spoke out to Pnei Shua, his svar is krishma at night time should be as close as possible as you're going to sleep, because it's a shmir de galoch. Gula miyurtalei hevei hilkach gula diyurtalei chashiva laduri yalo smicha tefila. Shul Levi holds in svar at night time wasn't a big gula, so no one to be somach. Ma ki mekrish v'chachatz. We know that b'shach was kula moide the boy mismach. In the morning everybody holds like that. For this sinyin of soma gula tefila, there are two dinim. There's one din the seder ha-tefilas, that the seder is first you say krishma, and then you say shmon esrei. There's another halacha, the Rishami brings down a din from Tekev, right away. The Rishami says there are three mitzvahs of Tekev. Somach l'netila brocha, somach l'smicha shchita, and somach l'gal Yisrael is a tefillah. Now, if Gemina is, the Moshe in the morning is very chomer. When we say gal Yisrael, you're not supposed to be mastic for anything. Let's say you hear Kedusha then, or you hear Eshmer Rabba then, you're not allowed to answer. As soon as it said gal Yisrael, right away you have to start saying Shmon Esrei. There's only a shalom if you're allowed to answer Omen after Gal Yisrael, because that's what is the Indian of Gal Yisrael. But to answer anything else, you're not allowed to. So see, it's very common, it's been a takeoff. That as soon as you said Gal Yisrael, right away you have to answer, you have to start saying Shmon Esrei. So that din wouldn't be right from our Gemara. From our Gemara, just have right, there's a Seder, that first comes Krishma, then Tfilah. Right, that din is a Svara. Once you see there's such a Seder, the Svara is, that like we're saying from Rashi and Ben Yoina, as soon as they say the kilos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to you, right away go daven, that's a svar, you shouldn't be master between anything else. But in Iker we hold that's only in the morning. But Shenken at night time, we're not that makvid between some Agulah Tfila at night time. My Torah speaks out. Even though at night time also, we are some Agulah Tfila, but it's not such HaKadosh. That's the kasha, that's the right that we say Kaddish. The Torah is the after Fakashi really. How do we say Kaddish by Marav after Gal Yisrael before Shmon Esrei? You'd be master between Gula and Shmon Esrei. So the Torah says that by night time, even though we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it's not even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the night time's Gula is not so choshev like in the morning. So at night time we're not that makbid. Like at night we do answer my Heshmer Rabba at night between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. So at night time I said the din is not so chomer, it's not a din tkifa there. Here it's not a din, but right after you have to start right away. There's no seder that's first supposed to say krishma and then shmon esrei. But the din that take of right away, that we don't have at night. That's why at night we say yir and eino, and at night we also say yir kaddish.
You're not that mafia, but why do you say kaddish?
So just
not have it, say
gaish shomish. So mashmi the din to say kaddish. The inyan to say kaddish is more important than this inyan of some of the Lord's feel at night time at least. Right. mm-hmm. For the more kasha now, Mosiv ma bread ravina. The Arab says at night time of Baruch Stein lefenir two brachas before, and Stein leacharei two brachas afterwards. So we say hashkiveinu. The yam mitvoy lismer zin yisama gula tefila, haloikos sama gula tefila. If after Gal Yisrael we say hashkiveinu, so a boy lemeimer hashkiveinu. Of the Gemara Amri kiven kinu rabbon hashkiveinu the gula richter damya. Since the rabbon were mesakin it, that's bechlau gula ready also. So Nadiva Tema Hochi Shachris Hechi Motzi Somach, and everybody holds in the morning is supposed to be Somach. I've Omri Ab Yechonon Betchilu beginning of Shmonesra Yema Hashem Svos Atiftoch Lev Seifu Oime Yilu Vosim Nefi. So how do you say Hashem Svos Atiftoch before you be Mavstik between Goa Yisrael and Shmonesra? And we're awesome. Kivu Natkinu Rabbonu Lameinu Hashem Svos Atiftoch Ketfila Richta Damye. But the Chom is say you have to say a blazik Echelen to the Tfilo. It's Ochinami Hashkiveinu. That's considered like a chelik of the gula. So hashkiveinu is a chelik of the gula. Tayyis talks about what about the bracha yiraneinu that we say, bracha Hashem that we say. So he says also you have to say since Rabbanu was mistaken it, it's also the chlal of gula richter. Some say it's interesting the yaros devash that the reason why they mistaken to say Hashem svos tiftach. The stupshot, the poshup shot is that David was davening to Hashem, Hashem should be mechaper his tefillah. Now really tefillah is a mokum korban. Korban is only on the shoygib, not on the mezid. So here David was asking for a kapor, even for a chet of a mezid. So he said, Hashem is supposed to tefillah, you should open up my mouth and listen to me, even though it's only like a korban, it's only on the shoygib, here be mechaper my tefillah, even the mokum a mezid. And the Yaros Devar says, the pshat is that when a person starts to daven in front of Hashem, he's supposed to shiva. Like Imam is dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when David first started daven, he shivered up, he couldn't open up his mouth. He had a daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem svot ha-tiflach, Hashem open up my mouth, I'll open the daven to you, I'll open him. But Imam is shivered. Right? Omer Rabbi Lez, Omer Ravina, Omer Rabbi Avina, Koloim etilo David, this means Ashrei, is b'chol yoim every day, sholosh pomim, muftach lo yishu ben oyim haba. Our girsu, sholosh pomim, the guru only had the girsu b'chol yoim, even now three times. We talk to say three times Ashrei, look no shubin on Abba. But in more my time, what's so great about Ashrei? You may name Mishum, the East, the East of the Aleph Beis, it has the Aleph Beis. Name Ashrei, it's Mimei Derech, the East of the Timna, Aleph. It has eight times Aleph Beis in Kapitlo Kuf Yutes. Ela Mishum, the East of the Tech, the Shadech, the Mazbir Chokai. That's a tremendous Shvach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. For the more was a name, Mahal Lagodol, the Sid, Ben Nois, Lech, Mechol Bofer. Ela Mayat, Teret, it's Mishum, the East of the Tech. His Ashrei has both. It's a Chshivus of the Aleph Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world with the Koyach of the Aleph Beis, and Pesach Yeshudech is very chomer. That's what's brought down Alochiv. Some didn't have Kavanah when you said Pesach Yeshudech, you're supposed to say over again, from Pesach Yeshudech until the end. Now if you remind yourself later on you didn't have Kavanah, then it also needs to say it over again. As this Gemara, the Pesach Yeshudech is a chomer thing. You're supposed to have Kavanah, it's a big shvach to Hashem. Omar Reb Yechrin, if Neymar Le Nemru Nun B'Yashri, how come there's no Nun? If Neishesha Mephilos and Shosani Yisrael, they save Noflo Leisais of Kumbasulis Yisrael. Because it says that it's a Gnai, that Klai Yisrael fell down and he won't come up again. Marova, Marova Matar, Tse Lo Hochi. Noflo, they fell down, Abba Leisais of Linfaloid. They won't fall down anymore. And Kumbasulis Yisrael, Yisrael come get up. So the Marova said it's not such a Gnai, this posse. And Om Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak, Afilu Hochi, even though David didn't put in Ashrei a Nun Beferish, but because that David was some from Ruach HaKodesh, she put in a little bit later. She now has Samech Hashem Mechal HaMeifim. So it has the Nun in Ashrei also. So really the capital starts from Tilu David, that's the beginning. Ashrei, that we say Ashrei Shavisecha, that's only two psukim we daven, we put in before. Because Chazal made a drosha from Ashrei Yeshrei Vesecha, that before you daven, you're supposed to spit a little bit and be misburning Makodesh Baruch Hu. That's why before you say Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to wait a little bit. You learn that out from Ashrei Yeshua B'Sechem. Yes, before you start saying Tilul David, there must be an Ashrei, the first two psukim. But really, the pickle starts from Tilul David. Right? Omri Abloza B'Ravina, Godo Ma'ashnema B'Michol, Yesi Ma'ashnema B'Gavriel. Heis Michol is the Malach Hamayin, that's the Malach of Rachamin, and Gavriel is the Malach of Eish, the Malach or the Malach of Din. The Mele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bigger azak to Michal Rachmim than to Din of Gavriel. Here will be Michal, Ksiv, Yoyf, Alay, Echel, Minasof. It says one. It says two times Mayif Yoyif, two times he goes up. So now my mashma dai echod, Michael, another one is Michael. He came to help me. Rashi, he doesn't have to rest. At one time he comes to me, that's Michoel. He has to fly like two times to get there. Because Michoel gets there faster than Gavriel does. Because Michoel is the Malach for Rachamim, so Hashem has more Rachmonis than Din. Michoel gets there in one shot. Gavriel to do his shlichus for Shtayim takes him two jumps to get there. And Eliyahu b'Yarva four times. The Malach Hamavis b'Shmeina. Or the Shas Hamageitha b'Yachas. It's the Mageitha by says he has to kill everybody. He gets there in one shot also. On Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Yapapisha Koradam Kriyishma Veisa Knesses. Mitzvah lekreis the yami kosek. If we believe, even though you said kriyishma by Mariv, as we pass on Rav Yechinon, mitzvah kriyishma that we say is not a shmiru de galocha. That's a mitzvah the rice to say kriyishma at night time. So even though you said it once, there's another thing before you go to sleep, that's a shmiru, we just say kriyishma lamita.
All right.